January 17th, 2019, Town Board Special Meeting for the purpose of conducting interviews in executive session. Okay. Yep. Okay, go ahead.
All righty, we'll get started. I'd like to welcome everyone to a special meeting of the Monroe Town Board. And with that, I'll call for a roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Here.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzmius?
Here. And I just have a few items for open session, then we're going to go into executive session for purpose of interviews. First thing I have for open session is a request from Court Clerk Jamie Hickey to receive mileage reimbursement for her attendance at the Saratoga County Magistrates Court Clerk meeting, which is going to be held on January 29th of this year.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzmius?
Yes. Next item is the audit that was typically scheduled for the month-end audit that happens at our second regular scheduled town board meeting day of the month. It's too soon for staff to get everything together, so I'm requesting that we move not only the audit meeting, but might as well move the town board meeting as well to January 30th.
That sounds great.
And are you okay?
Lisa had 29th on here.
Yeah, I have calendar now, so
okay.
I can't do that.
Okay.
Got another meeting on the calendar.
Okay.
So I was thinking 6 o'clock for the audit, 6:30 for the town board meeting. That work for
everybody? Motion to approve.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzmius?
Yes. The next item I have, recall the last regular scheduled board meeting, we didn't have enough documentation for a building department request. We do have that now, and he's looking for authority to attend the stormwater pollution prevention plan training that's being offered at the county. There is a $100 fee, but that will be waived, so Matt's looking for authority to attend, and that he'd be reimbursed for Midas to go back and forth if he's using his personal vehicle.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzmius?
Yes. The next item I have is also from a request from the building department to attend, actually for members of the zoning board and planning board, to attend the Saratoga County Planning and Zoning Conference for 2019. It's currently scheduled for February 6th. And the cost of the conference is $60 per member for a total cost not to exceed $780. As there are 8 planning board members and 5 zoning board members. This charge will come out of account B8020.4 zoning that has a current balance of $52,260, as well as account B8020.4 planning that has a balance of $20,640.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzmius?
Yes. And as everyone recalls, there's a state law that requires that members of both of these boards receive annual training, and that will help them accomplish that.
In regards to this, should we also add in for mileage cost?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, that should be in there. We discussed that, and I said, they can get mileage. one person.
So do we need a resolution on that?
Yeah.
Okay. So the resolution would be that in regards to this February 6th conference in Saratoga, that we would pay mileage for zoning and planning board members that would so charge or so provide an invoice to us?
Well, that would provide an invoice.
Right, so what's that?
Just mileage based on our organizational meeting, which is the IRS rate at the time.
Okay.
The reimbursement. And I imagine that's if they're using the person.
Okay. So that's the motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Can I ask? No. Also, in regards to the building inspector, code enforcement officer, there was a something going on up in Lake Placid this spring, mm-hmm. and he had submitted some information, but he didn't submit everything. Apparently,
mm-hmm.
Were we going to address that, or I don't have it here tonight with me.
Oh, I thought that's what one of them was.
That's what this first one was. Yeah, we tabled it. We tabled the last meeting.
Okay. Well, so
this one right here.
I thought you said it was in Saratoga.
That's the zoning and planning.
No, I know that. The February 6th was zoning and planning, but I thought what you said was in the resolution that it was for him to attend that in Saratoga.
That's what the resolution was for.
Okay.
The city center.
Did I? Let me see if I can.
He did provide additional documentation, and I said that I would take it up at this meeting, but
the stormwater
it's
training.
Here. It is all here. It's a little more clear at this point of what he wants to attend. The only question I have is, as plus reasonable proper expenses, including mileage and meals. My thought here is, I'm off having meals. When I'm paying extra credit to get a meal, we want to do. We've already approved the resolution. He's got down $629. It's going to come in higher than that because he's got mileage, and we can figure that mileage out real quick. And he's got food expenses on there. I mean, I think last year we did have no more than a certain amount of anything. And I just kind of agree with you where we didn't have a meal by ultimately is that. Out of the question, or that's the only thing you can say worry about, or
well, you can make the motion in any way you see fit. We already have a blanket resolution that the organization needs that allows the town employees to be reimbursed for the mileage.
Okay. So that's kind of already that separate, and then ultimately it would just be the meals piece, and I think there aren't too many out there. So we may see a slightly higher than $620 voucher for that, but.
Well, you can do it not to exceed the figure if you have an idea of what you're comfortable with.
Yeah, I guess I can play what number to throw on that. I'll flip through and see what meals he needs and go from there.
Well, so my question to you is that the stormwater management?
Oh, this is not the stormwater one.
No, that's
it's so the last one.
Right.
Yeah, that's the one you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about there.
Yeah, so we
dealt
have not authorized him to go.
Right.
There was outstanding documentation, was a page missing.
Yeah, I think he submitted that.
He did.
Okay.
He did. So do you want
to? Oh, so this is a different one.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't have to do this tonight either because it's down the road registration, I think.
I was under the impression, and I could be wrong, that it had to be done soon because of the registration date, but I don't have the document.
February 3rd, I think, is what we came up with last time. But reservations received after the conference room block is full. Okay. Or after Sunday, February 3rd.
So we can do it tonight, or you can wait till the end of the month meeting until we have to.
Either way, I just want to make sure it doesn't get lost.
Yeah, the FEMA inspector runs a problem. We'll tell them to push it to the very last.
Yeah, actually, he's already registered. His registration is right here, I think.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I've got a lot of things we've got to prove.
Which I have no problem approving it. I just, I don't have all the details on it.
And so would you like to hold off, or would you like to read it, or how do you want to tonight? Do you want to do it tonight? Or?
We're under the gun for time.
Yes. So I don't think we're going to bind if we wait until next Tuesday. That's right.
No, the 30th.
Oh, the 30th. We just bumped that away.
Still prior to February.
What's that?
Still prior to February 3rd.
Right, yeah. So let's do it on the 30th then.
I don't think I'm running any problems.
Okay, so we will do that right at the end.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. I think that's all I have for the session. Anything else that I have before we go into the executive session?
No.
All right, so I will need an a motion for executive session to interview prospective employees for the town, and to also discuss a person or persons' work plans.
So moved.
Second.
Employee of the town. All right. Any discussion? Welcome.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzmier?
Yes.
So, coming out.
So, I entertain a motion to come out of executive session at 6:04 and indicate that no action was taken in executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call. Councilmember Hogan?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
LeClaire?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
All right. And we are going to take action this evening on hiring one individual that we interviewed for a transfer station on a part-time basis. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to hire Marcia Morehouse of 211 Lisa Drive, Ganser. On a part-time basis, at a rate of $12 per hour, as part-time transfer station clerk, subject to successful completion of a pre-employment or an employment physical within 3 weeks.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilman LeClaire? Yes. Councilman
Newman? Yes.
Yes.
Right. Supervisor?
Yes. And any other business this evening? So I'll have a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call. Councilmember Hogan?
Yes.
Van Tassel?
Yes.
LeClaire?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Recording the voice.